we've talked about it before, but if you're just tuning in, when we moved to our new location, the WKNO's Digital Media Center out here in Cordova, they created a lovely space for us to show art. So when you walk in, there are skylights and the sunlight is shining. The walls are beautiful. We have a lovely foyer. And so we decided we wanted to have art exhibits up for view to the public every month. And this month, we're featuring a watercolor exhibit by David Butler. It's called Memphis on the Water in Color. And he has captured in such a loving way some iconic images of Memphis. And that's where he grew up. And he joins me in the studio this afternoon. It's so good to see you. It's nice to meet you. And thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I love your work. And, when new exhibits come up, you walk in work one day, and all of a sudden, there are all these new, wonderful things on the wall. And I walked by, and I loved the color. I loved the images that you chose to paint. And it's just it's a lovely homage to your hometown.
Well, thank you.
Well, let's talk about it. When did you start painting?
I started painting probably 6-7 years old. I'm one of six kids, and so my mom was always looking for opportunities to keep us busy. And so when she loved art, and so when she saw that that was something that I was interested in, she really wanted to foster that in us. And so one of our family friends, Linda Thompson, taught watercolors. And so every summer I would go over and to her house and just start learning lessons during the summer, after school, things like that.
And so then you majored in art in college?
I did. I knew I was going to do art in some way, shape, or form, but then through a series of events really found my love for art and art education. I started pursuing that because I liked all the disciplines. I liked ceramics, I liked sculpture, but watercolor was the media that best fit my ability to capture a scene quickly, because a lot of times the longer the process, the more it draws out and the more it just kind of belabors. And I love the impulse and the mixing that was involved there.
So how do you approach your work? What's your process? Do you do a pencil sketch first, or do you do in plein air?
I take my camera with me everywhere.
Okay.
Because oftentimes some of these scenes, like in the picture, the eclectic group, or A Good Place to Stop, the scene's only there for a moment.
Right.
Like there's like a group of guys eating, or the trolley stops for a moment. And so I'll take a picture of it, go back, sketch it up, and work it up from home. And that way I can, work with the colors, I can work with the design, I can, take out, add to, and things like that. So I work primarily from my studio, one, because while it's romantic to be outside and painting, sweating on your watercolor in the Memphis heat is probably not the best way to go.
No, it's probably not. Well, you mentioned the Eclectic Group. You went to Eclectic Cafe and captured a scene there, and somebody from Eclectic Cafe was here. You hadn't even put price tags up yet, and they saw that painting and said, "We have to have it. We have to have it." I mean, that's Joe and that's Jim. I mean, all the men that you painted sitting around the counter. And so you've already sold one piece, and that's incredible.
Yeah, that was really exciting, because we just happened to be there. And most of the watercolors, they're places that we visit. I mean, there's not like we're just on a checklist of from a blog somewhere. Those are our regular spots. We like Eclectic. We like Gibson's. We like the places that are the Memphis places. They're not the mom and pops, not the chains from somewhere else in America. So we happened to see them, and they just looked so content, like they enjoyed each other's fellowship. And it struck me. So I just kind of turned around for a moment, took a picture, and not knowing their story, not knowing that they were regulars or what the backstory was, it just seemed a good fit for that space. And so went back and painted out, not knowing the story. And in hearing from the people at Eclecting and some of the people who've contacted me since seeing it, they've been like, "I have lunch with him every Sunday, and I had to have that print," or something like that. So
oh,
it's been
it.
Great.
Well, you have prints on sale. We want to remind people of that. They can get the original watercolors, but there are also prints available too. And you're having an artist reception in August. And I had that where I could see it, and then I forgot to write it down, so I'll have to look for that. August the 19th, I believe.
From 2 to 4.
From 2 to 4. I'm glad. Thank you for telling me the time. 2 to 4 on the August 19th. There we go. Well, then, you said you go to your favorite places, and you can tell because it's obvious that you're painting things and places that you love. I mean, it just comes right, it jumps right off the canvas.
Yeah, and growing up in Memphis, like, I think at some point in time, every kid's like, "I want to get out," and stuff like that. And when I came back to Memphis from going to school in Mississippi, I realized that I didn't know Memphis the way I thought I did. The thing that I wanted to leave was the thing I didn't know. And so when I came back in town, I really started getting further into, say, Midtown, downtown, and watching the city just grow. And in those places, I found that the things that I loved about the city were the things that were the same reason why I wanted to leave. I didn't know them before. And so as we started going to like the trolley tours downtown, as we started going to say the Sweden Cream on National, as I was driving back toward Elmwood and things like that, that there were places that I didn't know, but as I knew my Memphis history more, the more I loved the city. And so it kind of, the colors that I put in there kind of reflect that idea that I want it to be a vibrant thing. I want it to be a redemptive thing rather than this, like, oppressive thing. Because oftentimes people get bogged down with focusing on the negative or whatnot.
Yeah.
And so oftentimes the history is kind of like checkered, but it's only because they're looking for all the wrong things. And so when I'm painting, I'm looking for the things that I love about the town, and I just want to put it on paper because if at the end of the day, if no one likes the picture, I love it. It'll be on my wall for the rest of the time. So I paint the things that I love, and if you love it, I'll let you have it. But if not, then I'm more than content.
I was reading about you on your website, which is davidbutler.bigcartel.com, and you have a blog too, and I'll tell people where to go to look at that. But I love it that you said it's only appropriate that the city founded on the river and built on cotton should be captured by water on cotton fibers. And yeah. I thought, I've never thought of it that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's with water. When you're looking at Memphis and you're looking at downtown, the way the city is, you know, built, it started downtown and then started moving east. And it had to do with our place in the river. It had to do with our import export. And so when I'm looking at, you know, materials and things like that, I was like, water and basically the Mississippi and dealing with, you know, cotton. I was like, this is a perfect match. This medium screams Memphis. It's like, it almost makes you want to paint everything in blue as well, because we're the home of the Blues and everything else, but you can take some things too far.
And the Tigers and all of it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I love, there are just some great places kept, Cooper Young, Java Cabana. If Java Cabana listens to this station, so I think there's a painting here you need to come and purchase. I'm just going to tell you that. Bryant's, the Germantown Commissary, the Arcade. I mean, these are all of my favorite places, too, and I think it's cool how you rediscovered your own hometown.
Absolutely. I mean, Bryant's is around the corner from my house, and I'll have to tell this one story. There was once where my wife had borrowed the car, and one of my friends picked me up. We went to Bryant's, and we came back. And as soon as she came back in the house, she had no way of knowing that I left. And she goes, "You've been to Bryant's." I can smell it on you. Because, I mean, if you've been there, I mean, they're cooking right in front of you. It is a place that it's one of those best-kept secrets, but everybody knows about it.
Yeah.
But the people who haven't heard about it, they're like, "Why haven't you told me about this?" I'm like, it's a great place to go, but you can definitely wear yourself out.
I love it because these are all the little gems that make Memphis what Memphis is. You know, and if people haven't discovered these places, maybe your paintings will get them to.
I hope so. I mean, I hope that if nothing else, that when people look at my work, that they start looking at Memphis differently, that they sit there and see, like you said, the little gems, and finding out that maybe they've overlooked some things. Like one of the pieces, Jerry Snowcone, I've had more than people be like, "That one is awesome. We love that. That's our place to stop." And it's the one thing that I've heard probably over and again, they said, "We've never seen, in your picture, there's not a line. Usually there's like a line of like 20 or 30 people." So that's, I was like, well, if you painted it with the way without the line always being there, you wouldn't be able to see the building, because it is in the middle of Nutbush. There's this snow cone place that open year round, because you can get a snow cone in December in Memphis.
Well, I want everybody to know too, that you teach art now at ECS.
I do. Born and raised pretty much in ECS, went there kindergarten through 12, and then had the opportunity to come back. And so I'm starting my 12th year at ECS, teaching everything from ceramics, watercolors, drawing, AP.
So you teach? Do you teach like K through 12, or do you focus on middle school or high school?
I'm just in the high school. Okay. Lisa Field is our middle school teacher, and then we have two of our lower school teachers at the different branches because we have three or four different branches going. So, but we got some fun things going out at ECS. They've really been supportive of me and my artwork. And each year, I think around Christmas time, I'll do a watercolor of the White House and things like that for their postcards and things like that. So.
I love it. And I'm the kids at ECS are so fortunate to have a really strong art program in their school, too. So that's something to be happy about, because
yes,
we know that the arts, you know, kind of they're the last thing on some people's lists when it comes to what you're going to provide. So you're lucky that you're able to teach the kids something that they're going to keep with them for the rest of their lives. So I think that's really wonderful. And I want people to come see your work. David Butler's work, Memphis on the Water in Color, is up all month long, and the artist reception. He will be there, and you can talk to him about his work and then take some home or give something as gifts. That's going to be August the 19th from 2 to 4 p.m. And if you want more information about the exhibit, you can call us here at WKNO at 458-2521. You can also get info on WKNO's website. That's WKNO.org. And visit David Butler's site, davidbutler.bigcartel.com. And you can also check out his blog with lemon.blogspot.com. David Butler, my guest this afternoon. This has been such fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.